This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us right now. Jeff, a happy Tuesday morning to you. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. It's a potpourri of news yesterday, huh?
It is. And there was one thing that was no news that I think is keeping people wondering. Did people jump the gun on Matt Canada? Could it all come to fruition and all of that? Like, did people think it was a slam dunk and it just might not be?
Yeah, you know, it very well may happen. But as of right now, he is a lead or one of the leading candidates to be offensive coordinator. And I think what happened is, from a national standpoint, that he had told the Dolphins that he was no longer interested or that wasn't the job for him. So you connect the dots of, okay, if Canada's not going to Miami, then the Steelers have an open position. Canada's going to go there. And I think that's what happens. I think we're in a time now with social media and the importance of getting first, that people will jump the gun before things are official because they want to be that first one out there. They want to see the first reported by, and many times they're correct. And the times they're not, unfortunately, people aren't held accountable. So what's the reason not to do it? And that's why you see a lot of it, unfortunately.
Jeff, should he be the offensive coordinator?
I don't know what else is out there. I mean, is Doug Peterson interested? Are there other people that have NFL experience interested? I don't know. I think, you know, the year he had at Pitt was unbelievable. And what you hear about him from guys like Anthony McFarland, who played for him, is very encouraging. And I like the innovation that we saw at Pitt. And, you know, yes, he had a number of different jobs, but he also a couple of times went back to the place he used to work, which tells me that he didn't leave burning bridges, maybe like the situation at Pitt, at other places. So it's not for people that judge everything that he did positively and negatively at Pitt, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But I think he's a good offensive mind, and I think he would bring some new ideas. And he might be the best one out there, but I don't know who else would be interested in coming to the Steelers.
Of course McFarland's going to say nice things. He wants the rock, so he wants a name so he can hit the ball. Anyway, the time right now, 7:05, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Lost in all this, how imperative do you think it is? And I know you're in our beat reporting business, but you're also in the opinion business at times. How important is it and imperative is it, do you think, for the Steelers to get a veteran offensive line coach that's been around, or does that not matter?
Yeah, I think it's important. Even though you have veterans, getting a guy that the young players instantly respect. So if you could find someone that played at this level and maybe isn't out of the game that long to where younger guys would know who he was, I think that's the ideal. Or, you know, you had the guy with the gold jacket, and that's always – you know, even the veterans would discuss about how when Mike Munchak talked, they would listen because they know his credentials. You're not going to find many of those. But if you could find someone that players know or they've heard about that instantly they're going to listen to, I think that's a big deal. And I think that's where where you start and end your discussion for offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Jeff, what do you think the offensive line is going to look like next year? We know Villanueva is gone. My guess is Pouncey will decide to retire. And DeCastro could be like the last true veteran standing, and he may not even be back.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll have at center. I can't imagine it'd be Hassenauer. with Pouncey gone, that they would find either someone in the draft or free agency. Dotson's going to be a starter. I think you have Banner on the right side and potentially Chooks on the left. I don't know if Matt Filer's going to be around for this year. So it's going to look different. I mean, this is a place where they have to invest multiple draft picks, I think, this year, because they need to improve that offensive line. I think Dotson is a start. I think Banner is a start. I really liked some of the things I was hearing about him in the preseason, and you know, the commitment he had made with all the weight he had lost and his enthusiasm. And you know, he was always a good run blocker in college, but I think DeCastro is, you know, the last veteran standing, and hopefully he'll be able to, you know, show the younger guys as they rebuild that line. But, you know, rebuilding a line isn't a one-year deal. It takes multiple years.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Steelers beat man Jeff Hathorn joining us. Does Ben have any influence on this cart before the horse situation? Break it down. Ben, the offensive coordinator situation, tell me.
Well, Ben had influence over the last however many years, big influence in the offense. Whether he has influence in this decision, I really don't think so. I think Ben's weighing his own decision, and the Steelers are weighing their own options with Ben. And, you know, I know there's this nice fairy tale ending that Ben could have, or a farewell tour. Well, the Steelers don't owe him that. And the reason that Jerome Bettis' story is so unique is because it just doesn't happen. You don't have guys that go out winning a Super Bowl and retire. It just rarely happens in this game. And no, the Steelers don't owe Ben a farewell tour. They don't. They have been very fair to Ben. They've paid him a lot of money. They have given him a lot of power. What they have to do is figure out what makes sense for their organization going forward. And if they think they are, you know, Ben Roethlisberger next season away from winning a Super Bowl.
All right, Jeff, since we got all sorts of stuff going on in all sorts of sports, let's take you to where you were yesterday. Small sample size, as we say, but what did Kapanen look like with Crosby and Guentzel?
A little rusty. You know, there are times I wouldn't say confused, but there are times where, you know, he's trying to find his role. It looks like by the moves that were made after practice that Kapanen will play tonight. The thing I like about Kapanen is he went from a star player, kind of a star winger, to learn how to play in the penalty kill, and has become an effective penalty killer and became really Toronto's best penalty killer. And he's a threat as a shorthanded option. So any guy that's willing to do that, I like, which tells you that, you know, he's going to be willing to do what's needed on that line. He talked about going and hunting pucks and getting in front of the net. He's a bigger guy. I think it's going to be a better option than Evan Rodriguez. He's got more of a scorer's touch. How it ultimately works out, we'll see. But I think you're not just going to see that line because of the times where he's killing penalties. You're going to need other options. So you're going to see some flexibility on that Sid line.
Who plays goalie tonight and why, Jeff Hathorn?
I would go with Casey DeSmith. You're in a short season where you need to win games. I think Tristan Jarry will be okay because he was just the guy that got a hot hand and took over for the established guy. So if anyone should understand why you would ride a hot hand, it should be him. And it seemed like from what Sullivan said after the game, where he said he wanted to have days of practice with him and the goalie coach, it seemed like he was setting the stage for DeSmith, you know, starting again tonight.
Jeff, you'll switch it tonight, and you'll be at the Pitt-Duke game. Is this probably the best chance that Pitt has had to beat Duke in quite some time?
I would think so. And, you know, Jim and Colin, I know you guys saw parts of the game. What a fun team that was to watch against Syracuse. This isn't a deep-run tournament Syracuse team, but it's still – Syracuse team coached by a Hall of Famer with some decent players that they ran out of the Peterson Event Center in the second half. I'm anxious to see this one. Duke is inexperienced. They don't have that, you know, top five pick that screams at you that they've had most years. Yeah, I think this is a year that Pitt could get Duke. I'm not saying that it will happen. I don't know if they're quite there yet. But, man, I love the athleticism of this Pitt team. And Jamie Dixon would be proud because they can rebound.
Yeah, I don't know if Jay-Z will be at this one like he was before at the last Pitt Duke game at the Pete, but no one will really be there. Jeff Hathorn joining us here. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford North, Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. We're all over the place because you cover all the sports. You're out there in the field, and we love it, and you're kind of reappropriated role, and it's great. To keep it with Pitt for a second, you know, people were asking me yesterday, and it was a topic of conversation, and I thought a good one that people brought up, that Champagne is the is kind of the most athletic or best or however they were phrasing it, Pitt player since. And it was impossible for me to answer, Jeff, because he rebounds, has a knack for rebounding like Jerome. He shows athleticism at times kind of like Sam Young. I guess for me what I'm getting at is he's impossible to put in a canister, isn't he?
Yeah, because to be fair, I mean, Michael Young and Jamel Artis were good athletes and good players. I mean, Artis, they were talking about as a point guard for a little bit of time. I mean, they were good players at Pitt. They weren't on good teams, especially at the end, but you know, they were good players. What I like about Champagne is that he's got a little bit of everything, and he's got that tenacity on the boards that I don't think we're looking at a guy that has a tenacity like a DeJuan Blair, but shoots better than him, handles the ball better than DeJuan. No, he's not as powerful, but man, he can leap. I mean, he has that knack of finding rebounds, and he always seems under control. You know, you rarely see it where Champagne just looks where he's just not where he wants to be, that he is somehow, you know, flustered by a situation. And he hasn't played in that many games in his college career. I mean, I like everything about Justin Champagne. Plus, when he was hurt, he was in the middle of those huddles. He was encouraging his teammates. And, in fact, during halftime of the Louisville game, he was writing stuff up on the chalkboard to his teammates before Jeff Capel came in to address the team. I like everything about Justin Champagne.
All right, I got time for one more. Let's complete the Grand Slam and go to the Pirates. Are they going to continue to blow this thing up?
I hope so. I mean, what's the reason of keeping any of these veterans that have value? I mean, small market teams need to build a base, and when that base gets to the major leagues or that core gets to the major leagues, then you spend, and then you sell those off and you do another cycle. They finally have a plan. I'm actually excited about the Pirates from the standpoint of, for the first time in a couple of years, they have a plan that makes sense for their market size, and they should continue to get rid of players that have value.
Real quick before I let you go, are you like me? Do you hold my opinion that the owner, your opinion remains on the owner, but when a new administration comes in, you give them a kind of a rolling new chance on each new administration? Is that how you view your opinion with the Pirates?
Yeah, you've got to be fair to a new guy that comes in that's won a world championship. So he knows what he's doing, granted with an owner that spends a lot more money, but you have to give him a chance. And what I've seen so far, I like the fact that he has a plan of rebuilding. Maybe he's not allowed to say it. Maybe that's like a curse word in the Pirates organization, but that's what he's doing, and that's what they needed to do. I mean, this team sucked last year. It would be insane to build around the team they had last year. That would have been the dumbest thing ever. So what they're doing now is smart.
There we are, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, thank you. Always a man with a plan. We tap into it a couple times a week. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk again
soon. Thanks, Colin.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Really good stuff from Jeff, as always.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.